With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Details are being finalized for Thursday's presidential debate in Atlanta. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
In the earliest general election debate in the modern era, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will face each other for 90 minutes in a CNN TV studio with no audience. Late last week, a coin flip determined that the president would stand at the podium to the viewer's right, while the former president would deliver the final closing statement. One of the new ground rules in this debate is that each candidate's microphone will be muted except when it's his turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some Republicans are calling on President Biden to take a drug test ahead of Thursday's presidential debate. In an interview with Fox, Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson said he wrote a letter to the White House demanding the president be tested for performance-enhancing drugs. He cited Biden's fiery State of the Union speech and claimed the president was in rare form and may have been on something. Speaking at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference on Saturday, President Trump expressed support for Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments be displayed in public schools.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools? They think it's such a bad thing. I said, has anyone read the Thou Shalt Not Steal? Thou Shalt... I mean, has anybody read this... incredible stuff. It's just incredible. They don't want it to go up.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal authorities have offered a reward for information about those responsible for igniting a pair of New Mexico wildfires that killed two people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Yesterday, the FBI offered up to $10,000 for information in connection with the South Fork Fire and Salt Fire in southern New Mexico, which forced thousands to evacuate. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on IVF. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds that most people have no problem with the in vitro fertilization process. 82% say it is morally acceptable versus 10% who say it is not. On the more grave question of what happens to unused embryos, however, Americans are split. 49% say it is morally acceptable to destroy those embryos that are not being implanted, while 43% say no, it's morally wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. The uptick in the markets has investors at careful risk.
Wall Street's climb to record highs has come with conspicuously little volatility. The S&P 500 has gone 377 days without a 2.05% sell-off. That's the longest stretch for the benchmark since the Great Financial Crisis. The index hasn't experienced a gain of at least 2.15% in that time either. This market lull comes as investors pile into mega-cap tech stocks, such as NVIDIA, amid bets that artificial intelligence will boost profits. Year-to-date, the S&P 500 is up more than 14%. Ron Taylor reporting.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issues a disaster proclamation for more than 20 counties after severe flooding took a toll on northern parts of the state. Emergency sirens went off Saturday morning in Rock Valley, alerting residents to evacuate if possible. Some cities in the region saw nearly 6 inches of rain over a 24-hour period. More details at SRNnews.com.